Hey, Nick.
Yeah?
You scared?
I'm not scared, no.
You thirsty for more?
I mean, I could always have a little sip.
Could always have a little more.
Give me a little more, man. What's up?
Nothing, man. Just watched The Bear. I was into it.
It was pretty good. Pretty good. The Bear.
The Bear, 1988. Well, set in
what?
1884. Man. Welcome to In a Little Deeper.
In a Little Deeper.
Featuring Nick Border. Who's also wearing
Chris Becker as well.
A trapper hat.
I am, but that's just because my ears get cold. I actually don't like trappers, and I think we're going to talk about that a little later.
I don't like trappers either.
I don't like them.
I think this movie was about trappers. Give me the rundown, man. Give me the rundown. What is this movie about?
All right. Baby Bear finds his mama wandering around. They're like, oh, eat honey, boom, rock slide, mom's dead. Bear cub doesn't have any family anymore.
Doesn't have any family, wants
wandering around. Does he eat mushrooms at this point, or is it later?
He eats shrooms.
Is it at this point of the film, or is it later?
There is a point where he eats shrooms. I think it's at the beginning.
I think it is at the beginning. I think it's like twice. It's weird. Like, and it becomes animatronic.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Yeah, like, I thought it was a real bear, because it is a real bear. Like, the whole thing is a real bear, but there's just one scene where he's just a robot tripping its nuts off with its, like, eyes rolling to the back of its head. there's claymation frogs freaking him the hell out.
And he
looks terrified, and apparently frogs are, like, the number one thing to scare the shit out of a baby bear.
They scare me.
I don't get it.
But so there's a baby bear. His mom died.
Yeah.
He starts tripping.
Starts tripping, finds another bear.
Then he goes and finds another bear.
Finds another bear. The bear's like, get the fuck away from me. I'm like the baddest dude. I believe this one's a male.
Yeah, it's tough guy. Big tough guy.
And then like does he get shot? And then the baby.
He gets shot.
He gets shot and then like trying to fight some dogs, which is weird, but trappers are assholes.
Trappers bring dogs.
Yeah, trappers bring dogs and make dogs fight bears, so trappers are dicks. Yep. Anyways. So, little baby bear, what's his name, Yuke?
Yuke.
Yuke. Is that how you say it?
Yuke.
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 Yuke. Yuke. Yuke. So, Yuke was with, was with the Papa Bear, and it started licking its gunshot wound, and then all of a sudden that Papa Bear's like, you're not so bad, and they start palling around, and then they get separated. And it's like a love story where there's like, that's my son. But of course, they're real bears. So, like, this is all, like, just suggested. But there is, like, weird. Like, they did an audio track on this that is just, like, people.
I wonder if dad bears get, like, bummed out if their little bears don't like to do the stuff they like to do.
I don't know. I think they got to
like
do something.
Like, if he's, like, into salmon, but he's, like, this other one's into elk. Because this Papa Bear was into elk. And he's, like.
He's, like, rebelling. Like, yeah.
I just like salmon.
I don't like salmon, Dad. God, we talked about this. Just let me do my thing.
Just let me trip all these shrooms.
God, I just want to trip all these shrooms and not pick up after myself.
Anyways, sorry.
No, I don't know. Maybe they have that conversation.
So anyways, yeah. I don't think that, but I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. Oh, anyways, so then the trappers, like, still try to hunt these pair and... There ends up being, like, a war between the dogs. There's, like, a pack of dogs and one bear, like, throwing dogs off a mountain at one point.
Yep.
And then...
Bears eating horses and deers.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's this bear on, like, this... Oh, is that good?
Just drinking a little white Russian over here.
Oh, yeah. I might have one myself. But anyways,
deeper.
Do you remember that part where the bear's, like... It almost reminded me of, like, Sylvester Stallone and, like, Rambo, where he's staring off a cliff and he's, like, looking down on him, like, I'm gonna fucking eat you. But Sylvester Stallone would be like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, or however the fuck he would say.
Yeah.
But, like,
I don't know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, but it was
Can
the
I
bear.
Ask you something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt you again.
No, please do.
Is that what the dude always drank, was white Russians?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is what the dude always drank.
The dude.
People are like, you shouldn't have dairy. And I'm like, fuck yeah, man.
Is this dairy?
Yeah, it's dairy, dude. Milk or something. Creamy, I don't know.
Weird, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude.
They say a white Russian a day will keep the doctor away.
And nobody says that.
I just said it.
You said it. All right, people say it.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Anyways, so love story, yada, yada, yada. Do a lot of mushrooms and they go off into the woods or something. I don't know. How does the movie end?
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just kind of letting you know that you need to care a little more about bears.
Yeah, but but through real life bears with audio tracks over it, and
the bears are the stars.
Gentle
yeah.
animatronics every once in a while by Jim Henson Studios, I believe.
I don't fucking know.
No,
about
I think
that.
It was. I thought I read that because I was very curious about this movie.
I don't fucking know about that one bit, dude.
But
I'm gonna go ahead and call it bullshit.
I don't know that you can call that on that. Can you call that on that? I think that's provable.
No.
Didn't happen?
No.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, not happening. But.
What?
Something a little interesting about that movie you brought to my attention, and I think you're onto something, and I want to hear about it. I want you to get a little bit deeper over here, the bear.
A little deeper. All right, well, I think as an homage... Mm-hmm. There was a later widely successful academically film. Is that how you say that? How do you say that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely fantastic. Fivilicious. Anyways.
So you're telling me
there's
something.
An origin story. Somebody won an award
Sorry.
Or something.
I just choked on my white Russian.
Oh, don't do that. That's you, not how...
You telling me the bear's an origin story?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the bear's like episode 4 in Star Wars.
What?
Yeah. Be like A New Hope. There's going to be later films.
Do you explain?
Yes. The Revenant is episode 1.
Shut
Phantom
the
Menace.
Fuck up.
Yeah, think about that. There's a scene in that movie. There's a grizzly bear, a Kodiak.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yes, there is. There's a bear.
Yeah, he attacks the shit out of him. You know mm-hmm. where that is?
Wait a second.
All right, so this is The Revenant, set in, what, 1823. You're in wide open Louisiana Purchase territory.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this bear, they live, a Kodiak bear's life expectancy on average about 28 years. Longest that we've known, 40. So we're looking at about 1885, British Columbia, where the bear is set. We're only talking 3 generations away, man. I'm saying... That grizzly bear that adopted that baby cub, the reason he's so fucking gnarly mm-hmm. is because his great, great grandbaby mama daddy killed Leonardo DiCaprio, tasted human blood.
What the fuck?
And it's in his blood. He's a fucking killer.
You shut your fucking
No,
mouth.
It's an origin story. That so movie was not about Leonardo DiCaprio. It was all about the bear.
Wait a second.
All about the bear.
You're saying that... Let me. You kind of blew my mind a little bit.
The bear.
You kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
So, the great grandpa of that bear is what you're saying?
I think, yeah, it would just be great grandpa, yeah.
Great grandpa.
Great grandpa.
Mauled.
Great grandpa mauled.
Great
grandpa mauled by a bear.
I ate a DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Is that what? Are you serious? That so
that's what he tasted human blood, and now he's a cold blooded killer.
All right, and I've mentioned this to you before.
And it blew my mind the first time, but I don't know.
But
pitch it.
I want to go in a little deeper to you, a little deeper.
Go in a little deeper, in a little deeper.
When the frog ate the shrooms.
What? There's frogs eating shrooms?
When the...
It's a bear, man.
What's in this white Russian?
I don't know, man.
I'll stop it.
It's okay.
But...
There was a bear.
There was a bear.
And he ate,
and he ate shrooms.
Which was comical. Like, they were dancing around.
And he started tripping.
He did.
And he started seeing what?
Frogs.
Frogs. And what kind of frogs?
Bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs.
Yeah, lots of them.
In The Revenant.
In The Revenant.
There is bullfrogs in the background.
What? When?
During a lot of the movie.
I didn't really pay much attention.
Filmed in the winter time when the bullfrogs aren't out. Bullfrogs were not in British Columbia until the 1930s.
So,
the baby bear was the one that attacked Leonardo DiCaprio because he is, in fact, a time traveler.
And see, this is where I don't know. You're losing me.
How would he have ever seen frogs? Why would there ever be frogs in any of these movies?
So you're saying wrinkle in time, butterfly effect.
I'm saying that this bear has been into the future.
Yeah. and brought in.
This bear could very well still be in our time.
Oh, no.
Because I'm saying this bear was already back in time visiting his mom again before she died, trying to save her. So then he went back in time even further.
So now he's
to Leonardo DiCaprio, the trapper.
So wait.
What?
So this is adult bear going back in time. If he goes back in time to the time where he's a baby bear, would he still be a baby bear and then he's a big bear?
Listen to me.
How does it work?
Okay. It's hard to explain this.
I am not following.
Because the Papa Bear,
yeah,
is in fact the same bear.
The same bear? Wait, the Papa Bear is the bear cub?
Yeah.
What? Wait, what do you mean?
He went back in time.
The big
he
bear,
went back.
The big bear went back in time and then met up with the baby bear, which was actually him as a big bear baby in the baby bear.
Exactly.
I got it. I mean, that you wrapped that up pretty nice and tight, didn't you, Chris? I feel like you put a bow.
The honey hole was, in fact, the wormhole.
Oh. You just stumped me. I was just about to ask you, how ever did this bear go back in time? And here you come with a wormhole. So did he have to go uncover it? Was the mama bear? Did the mama bear know about the wormhole? Is that
the mama bear never died?
The mama bear never died. The mama bear just stuck in a time loop.
Exactly.
Oh my God, this movie has like 10 sentences, but man, it really goes.
IMDb
some big
says
theories.
It's only one sentence, but
it's more than that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I
more
also,
than that.
You listen to us. You don't listen to IMDb. We are much better.
Don't
to
read
to.
Everything you read on the internet.
No, it's don't believe it. Don't believe. We know what doing.
Read it.
Don't you rate it? Because if you rate it, it's real.
That's true.
Don't
that's
you
true,
do
man.
It. If you somebody says something and you hear it and it's not through just your ear holes while they're in your face, then it must be true.
So it's time for a giveaway.
Ooh, and a little deeper giveaway.
What do we have?
What are we giving away?
That's not gotten rid of.
The Christina Ricci to Mike a la Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci pumpkin signed
she's
DVD.
Not, she's not, first off, that was racist and she's not Hispanic. So
what do they have to do to get that? Remind me.
You have to go on our Twitter at In A Little Deeper and hashtag pumpkin, tag us, twiddle your fingers. I don't know what you need.
Twiddle
to do.
Your fingers.
Twiddle your fingers at me. I don't know. Tweedly deedly deed, a tweedeet, a tweedly deedly deed. Do whatever you like, but you need to do the hashtag pumpkin at In A Little Deeper.
And you got to say what?
How pumpkin changed your life.
Or you can elaborate a little more onto the conspiracy.
Oh, what's
us.
The conspiracy again? What was that?
That Christina Ricci wrecked her life essentially after college since she fell in love with them. Pumpkin, who was the liar, and then she ruined her life and couldn't get
a
job. She moved to Louisiana.
I think she was kind of had false,
kind
of, you know, like a
yeah,
little bit of false
she was,
ideas about who he really
was.
Weird. It wasn't really his fault.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, neither here nor there.
But yeah, so then she wrecked her life and she moved out to Louisiana and then started dating Justin Timberlake. I mean, I don't think it's much of a conspiracy. I think it's pretty much all there. It's pretty clear. But somebody wants to elaborate on that a little bit? Help us out? You get the signed DVD.
Ooh.
But this time,
what are we
this time,
bear skin rug.
We're giving away a baby bear skin rug
baby
with honey rubbed
skin,
on the
honey
nose.
Honey rubbed baby bear skin rug.
Not going to do that.
Not going
to
do
I
that.
I actually had a chance to buy a baby bear skin rug.
That's really weird,
I just
man.
Don't like it, man.
I don't like
was,
it. Who does
was that?
That?
Was at the auction.
Who does that?
Oh, yeah, this one. I got him.
Man, yeah, snag me a baby bear. I feel like we'd be one of those asshole trappers who were like the villain in this whole movie. Got the dogs killed. They got the baby shot. You know what? I blame that rock slide on those trappers. I bet they set that up as a trap. They're like, oh, look at this honey den. I mean, we really didn't know at this time it was a wormhole. Just thought it was a honey den. Look at this honey den wormhole. They set up a rock slide directly above it, knowing that a bear is going to cause this. They're like vampire hunters, man. They're just throughout the years just hunting people, hunting Leonardo DiCaprio through The Revenant.
Wow.
They're taking us over, man.
Wow.
Not us, but I guess the Bears.
Well,
strictly the Bears.
This is what we got. This is what we got.
What are we giving away?
I'm looking right now. And just because I don't really give a shit about a bear statue.
I don't. But.
I mean, who really cares? Because that's like, you don't want to give away like a bear claw.
A claw?
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Blockbuster VHS tape.
I like that.
The cover, and yeah. It says Blockbuster right on the front of it. 1 week rental. This is a nostalgic piece.
This is a
Blockbuster VHS case, empty. You can put all sorts of stuff in there. You do not have to put a VHS in there. You can put anything. This is now a jewelry box. You could put your mom's wedding ring in there.
You could just use it as a coaster.
You could put the Heart of the Ocean in there.
Bookend, Heart of the Ocean.
Anything. This is what we got. This is what we're selling.
Come and get it. Tell me how the bear is related to the Revenant.
You can do that at Instagram or Twitter.
And a little deeper. And if you don't think you'll get this stuff, seriously, you probably will.
Nobody's done
literally,
it.
I'm thinking like right now in my head, I got like two people listening to this.
Yeah.
Max.
Max, you better do it.
Max.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, I know you're hustling and bustling through work. You're probably pissed off right now.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just tag it.
Deeper.
Just tag it.
You know what? Tony.
And you'll get your VHS
Tony.
Box.
Tony.
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 I'm just kidding. We don't have any Tonys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jury.
Jury. Jury? Who's Jury? Jury. Hey, Jury.
I don't know.
Jury, it's for you. See, look, we literally have one person. We only could say Max.
Steven, if you figure out how to use the podcast on your phone and listen to this.
God, he's all thumbs.
You're all thumbs, man. You're all thumbs.
You're all thumbs, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Just do some shit. The bear, the pumpkin, the guardian, Taken 3.
And what are we watching next?
Young Guns 2.
No fucking way.
Dude, we gotta do it, man. We keep talking about it. Young Guns 2.
I think Emilio Estevez is kind of a cock.
Have you seen the Mighty Ducks? Any of them?
He's an asshole in it. I've explained this
Gordon,
before.
Gordon, what's his name?
Gordon Bombay. Gordon Coach Bombay. Bombay.
Why is he an asshole? He can deke all over the...
I'll tell you what.
Deke on the dick, man.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I will watch Young Guns.
Ooh.
But you're going to have to give away an amazing prize.
Oh, my God. What are we giving away?
I'm saying I'm only going to do it if you do this. You're not going to want to do it.
Oh, no.
So this will be Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Varsity Coach Bombay.
Oh, my God.
Mighty Ducks jacket.
How much is it?
And I'm willing to buy it. Oh, and no. It's $55, and it's Jesus. The one he wears on the movie. And
that
I'm telling
too
you.
Too much money.
I'm telling you, I'll watch it.
I don't like it.
And I will tell you why.
Oh, I'm not made of money.
Emilio Estevez had to go to coach the Mighty Ducks because of Young Guns 2.
You would do that?
I'll tell you why. That's going to cost you $27.50 to go halves on this.
Oh, my God, I'll do it.
Next up, the Mighty Ducks, Young Guns 2.
What?
See you next time.
In a little deeper.